Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding in Yevamos Daf Yud Gimel in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Sheni, starring Halacha Yud on the top of Amud Aleph. Sok the Mishnah, Mitzvah Begodoy Liyavim. The mitzvah is that the oldest brother will be the Yavam. Vim Kodom HaKaton Zocha. If a younger brother did the Yibum, younger brother of the deceased, he was Zoche in the mitzvah. Hanitana L'Shivcho V'Nishtachiro. Someone had some rumor that he had a relationship with a shivcha, with a maidservant, and she was released, or ala nochris v'nizgayro, some rumor that he was with a non-Jew, and she became Jewish, harei ze lo yichnus, he should not marry her, because it doesn't look right, it looks like he's marrying the one that he had a relationship with. But if he did marry, we're not going to force him to divorce her, because it's only a rumor. But Hanita Nalesh's ish for Tsuyu Mitachas Yodoy. There was some kind of claim that one had a relationship with a married woman, and that caused her to be divorced. Afa Pishikanos Yotzi. Even though he married her, he has to divorce her. Why? Because if the husband had to divorce her, she's usher and him as well. A woman who had a relationship with someone else. Yes, she's a sur labal, a sur laboyel. She's a sur to the husband and a sur to the one she had a relationship with. So the Gemara mitzvah begodol liyabim im kodom akotam ezocha v'chulei. Says the Gemara mitzvah begodol liyabim. How do we know that? Shneimar v'haya habichor asher teilit. So the pasuk shah in the pasuk when you're reading about Yavam, it says that she is gonna the Yavama will marry the brother and the bichor asher teilit. So when you read the simple words of the Pasuk, the first one that will be born, he will be al shem ochiv. He will be named after the brother that died. Says the Maman Kaim. In Benoilot, we talk about the one who was born as the Pashup Shat of the words of the Pasuk. Yoyim Makro, we're going to use your Reb Chaim's Girso, Yokum al shem achi aviv hamet. We're not talking, he's not going to be named after his brother. He's named after the brother of his father. Meaning the way to write that in Lashon HaKodesh is wrong. It says the boy that will be born, so for that boy, he will be named after his uncle, after the one who died, who's the brother of his father. When it says Yaakov Hashem Achiv, is referring to the father. But if you talk about the one who was born, he's not the brother of the one who died. He's the nephew of the one who died. Hello, Achia Noilot Bechor. So maybe what it means is the only way to be Mekayim Mitzvah Yibum is only if the first one who's born is a Bchor. Coming to exclude if the deceased had children, but they died. Then there's no Mitzvah Yibum. So if he had children and died, and then the father died, the wife will not have Yibum. If so, the pasuk says, Uvonim ain loy, he has no children. According to you, it should say, Uvonim loy hoyu loy, he never had children, even if he doesn't have children today. We're talking about the brother. Who is the one? Which brother should do the Yibum? The oldest one. The oldest brother, the one who is the oldest, he should be the one doing the Yibum. Says the Gemara, Kiddush kemoishikonas. If he did Kiddushin, even though he didn't do Nisuin, even though she didn't come to Chuppah, that's where he could say it to be as if she's married. He doesn't have to divorce her. If he goes to Beis Din, he says, can I marry her? They say, no, don't marry her. And he goes and he marries, then you force him to divorce her. Why? Because they told him originally, don't marry her. Girish ma'ushiyachzi. What happens if he married her and we didn't force him to divorce her and now he divorced her? Can he come and remarry her? It says, if you say he can't return her, so it'll be laz al abanim. Says Reb Chaim, from here you see, only if he has children, he can return her. If there's no children, then he's not allowed to return her if he divorced her. Hanitan el Eshashish, someone has a claim that he was with Eshashish. So Rav Omar, benitan beidim, only talk about if it's Eidim that came and testified that he was a boy of Eshashish. If If there's Eidim, so then the only ramification is that if he married her, he has to divorce her. Meaning if she married somebody else, and then that new person divorced her, then he could marry her. If there's Eidim, testimony that said that he was mezana with her, he can never marry her, even if she went to marry somebody else. We're talking about there's no Eidim. It's a rumor. And that, and because of the rumor she was divorced from her husband, then it's improper that the boyel should marry her. But if she married somebody else, then the rumor stops once she married somebody else. Halach Yudah Alev Zok the Mishnah Hamevi Get Mimedina Sayam V'Homar For Nechtam For Nechtam. We learned in the beginning of Sechas Gittin, if someone brings a get from Medina Sayam for outside of Eretz Yisrael to Eretz Yisrael, he needs to come and say before Nechtam I started being written and I started being signed in order to allow the woman to be divorced. So if he's the one bringing the get, Lo Yiseis Ishtoi, he should not marry this woman. It's improper. It looks like he's testifying in order for his own benefit. Mace, if he comes and that testifies that this husband died, or how active, or I killed him, or you're a gnu, or we as a group killed him, lo yiseis ishtoi, again, improper for him to marry the wife. Rabbi Yudoi mer, how active, lo yiseis ishtoi. If he says that he killed the husband, she cannot, you cannot marry, you cannot let her to marry. Why? Because that means he's a rasha. He's a killer, he's a murderer, you can't rely on him. Tanakama disagrees because he holds Palgin and Diburo. Even though I trust him that the husband has died, I don't trust him that he's the one who killed him. If he says as a group we killed this person, then the wife can get married, as the Gemara is going to explain, because then I assume that the other people in the group killed the husband. Says the Gemara, maybe get Nesayam, for a nechta, v'chulei, ma'u ne'mon. So this refers to Mishnah Meseches Kiddushin. The father says, I married my daughter, as Mekadosh my daughter, but I don't remember to who. Comes somebody and says, I'm the one who gave Kiddushin to your daughter. So it says that he's Neman. So what does it mean, Ma'u Neman? Says what if you'd give him with base, Shmuel Omar Neman Liten Get. He's Neman to divorce her and allow her to marry somebody else. But we're not going to allow this person who said that he's the Mekadosh of the daughter to marry her. Because Shema Ein of Nosan Bo. But if he divorces her, so he's not benefiting from this thing that he says, as Mekadosher. So therefore I trust him. I trust him to marry this girl. Rav Chuna Omar b'shem Rav Neman Lichnus. Also Rav holds Neman Lichnus. Here we're going to trust him, but don't learn from here for something else. Says, what we don't learn from here? Is it regarding the following case? Someone says, Achas misadoisei macharti. One says, I sold one of my fields. I don't know who I sold it to. Someone comes and says, I'm the one who bought it. So you want to tell me that's what he's coming to say, that he's not trusted to say, I bought the field? So well, that's true also by Kiddushin. By Kiddushin, if one says, I married one of my daughters, I just don't know which one. And I don't know who's the Mekadosh. So if one comes and says, I was Mekadosh, I was Mekadosh this girl, he married two of his daughters, Rochel and Leah. And one comes and says, I was Mekadosh Rochel, I don't trust him to say it was Mekadosh Rochel and not Leah. It's only if the father says, I know clearly that it was Mekadosh Rochel, I just don't know to who, so one can say, I'm the one, because we know there's Kiddushin. But if the father says it was a Kaddish, either Rochel or Leah, I don't know which one, then I don't trust that person. That's similar to the field. I don't know which field was sold. I don't trust him. The same thing by Kiddush, I don't trust him. So that cannot be what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to. And the Gemara does not answer what Rabbi Yochanan was referring to when he said that only in the case of Kiddushin, I trust him and not for other cases. Says the Gemara, Masniso, Pligal Rav. Our Mishnah argues on Rav that says that he's Neman to marry her. Because it says by us, maybe give the Sayam, we tell him not to marry the woman. So isn't this arguing on Rav? Says the Gemara, no. There, she's a married woman. Everybody knows she's married. Now he's coming to divorce her. He's coming to bring a get and to say for a nechtam. You want to take her out of the chazakah. So I say, if you're the one taking you out of the chazakah, don't marry this woman. So that is by us. Bram Hocho, this is a quote from Maseches Kiddushin, as the Gemara in Yerushalmi does many times. So Bram Hocho is referenced to Maseches Kiddushin. There, she was a penuyo. The father says, I was mekadish my daughter to somebody, I just don't know who it is. He's coming and saying, I'm the one. Now we know there was two Eidim that saw the Kiddushin. Eventually these two will come and say this is the one who's Mekadesh. So therefore, if he says in the meantime, I'm the one who's Mekadesh, I trust him. He's not changing the Quran Chazaka. Says more Masniso Pligo al Shmuel. The Mishnah Maseches Kiddushin argues in Shmuel. Why? Because it says over there, Zoyimer Nikadeshtio, the Zoyimer Nikadeshtio. You have two people. Each one says, I'm the one who's Mekadesh, your daughter. Shnehem noistim get. They both should give her a get because we don't know who's the one. If they agree between them, so one can give the get, and the other one can marry her mimon hashach. If he's the one, great. If not, so she got a get from the other one. So what do you see? Even though the father doesn't know he was mekadesh too, if I don't know that there's any contradiction, I allow the person to marry her. That's against Shmuel, who said if someone says I'm the one who's mekadesh your daughter, so according to Shmuel, he can marry her. There's a different case. There the father says, I know I married my daughter either to Reuven or Shimon. I just don't know who. And so if Reuven says, you know, I'll give her a get, and Shimon says, I'll marry her, then there's nothing to question, because the father said it was either Reuven or Shimon. The case that Shmuel's speaking about is we don't know who the father married his daughter to. So there, if someone says, I'm the one who married her, I don't trust him. Continues the Gemara just to end this second Mishnah. If when you have two people and one of them went and rushed and married her, he asked a divorce. That's the Gemara of Rav Chaim, because we don't know who the husband is. And you have two people, one of them is may be the one who gave the Kiddushin. That's a case when each one of them says, I did the Kiddushin. Then he has to divorce her. Came woman said, I married her. I'm the one who gave her Kiddushin. And he did full marriage. He put her to chuppah. And only afterwards, then it's too late. Because once one says, I'm assuming he's the Mekadesh. According to the opinion that says that he's allowed to marry her. So now he can marry her. And now if somebody else comes afterwards and says, I'm the one who did Kiddushin, I don't trust him at all. Vitani Kenneth says clearly like this in the Braiso. If after the marriage one came and says, I give her Kiddushin, I don't trust the second person after the fact. Now, the Gemara refers to going to the end of the Mishnah, when a person says, I am the one who killed the husband. So Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't trust him. Why? Says, well, manavshach. Meaning, do I trust him or not? Says, well, if you doubt him, Udalef. Katli, if he's the one who killed him, if he's suspicious of being a murderer, he can't testify on it. And if loy katli, if he didn't kill him, I assume he's alive. So therefore, I don't trust the person according to Abudo. And Tanakama says, Palgin and Diburo, I split his words. Hargu, but if he said, we were a group of people that killed him, so then I assume Siata Katli, the other people in the group killed him, and Tinosana Achim Veloy Loy. And that's that. When we say she can get married to she can go out and get married, it means to other people, not to him, like we said in the beginning of the Mishnah. There was this thief that was caught in this place. Im kashu yoytze lehorek, as about to execute him. Omelem tzuva mul ishto shel Shimon Mekahano sharektiv beknisos lelut. Go tell the wife of Shimon Mekahano that I killed Shimon Mekahano in this place. Uvo ma'isli v'nei chachomim v'kimuz dvarav. The chachomim came in Paskin, we trust him. So you see, he said I killed him, and you still trust him. You don't say that he's a Rosh and he's not Neman. And according to Avudo, I can't trust him, because once I know that he's the killer, once I know he's the murderer, you can't come and trust him. Omalem Avudo Misham Raya, that's the Rayo. Aloy loy oma ela haragnuhu. He didn't say I killed him, he said we killed him. We were a group of people, and I assumed that the others killed him, and therefore we trust him. And Avudo Lashitasoy, we trust him in that case. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Avomis Davyud Gimel.